Lakers.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I need to read you an email that I received, one of the many. Michael from Rancho Cucamonga writes, Doctor, I've been listening to you for over a year now, but need to ask you a big favor. Over the next few days, can you hold off discussing medical topics and use your valuable airtime to warn America about Obama becoming reelected? Polls today say he is leading in battleground states, and although your topics are extremely important, the pressing election is even more so. We cannot let Obama get reelected. All right, that was Michael. Yeah, first of all, I was really relieved that he didn't ask me to just go off the air completely. Okay, I was like, whew, and thank you for listening. I thank you. This isn't the first email of this kind. I'm getting some requests. People are getting nervous. People get a little scared about what's been going on with the election. And, I do understand that airtime is extremely valuable. Trust me, I know what I have. Being able to be on the air 3 hours a day is a huge gift. I understand that. I understand that, you know, being able to broadcast like I can is a huge advantage, and I've been given something that many people don't have. And one of the reasons why I have this gift is because of our troops and people who have fought for America's freedom and freedom of speech. Thank God for them that I'm able to sit there and be behind the mic. But keep in mind also, it's not my job, though unfortunately I was given the job behind the mic, because I don't always do politics. There's so many other radio hosts out there that do politics. I think one just got in trouble for urinating in the studio, right? I was it Artie Lang? I like the guy as an actor, but I guess he urinated in the studio, asked the women in the studio to clean it up, and they didn't, and he got suspended. So anyway, I mean, there's so many people out there discussing politics, and one of the reasons why I was given this position was, to also educate and inform, et cetera. So unfortunately, I understand that, we're going to be coming down to the wire in the next, how many weeks do we have? 10, 12 weeks? So I understand that, but let me also ease some of your fears. Okay, first of all, what was the poll about? What it said? Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania. They say Obama's leading. Here's my problem with these polls. Depending on who does the poll and what the poll's about, sometimes it may not be giving you the true essence of what's going on. So I don't think everybody should panic. But number two, I don't think at this point in the game, many of us radio hosts or people. Excuse me, in the media, really have that power to change people's minds. I think where we are right now is people that dislike the current administration, dislike where they are, dislike Obamacare, dislike how we're handling Homeland Security. They already know that they want to put somebody new into office. And then people who dislike what the Republicans do and, dislike the gridlock that's going in Congress, have already decided they're going to keep Obama and give Obama another term. The people who are in the middle, and I'm not talking about independents. I'm talking about people who are indifferent, a little apathetic. Those are the ones where I don't even think they listen to talk radio or watch the news. If you think about it, the more intelligent crowd will listen to talk radio. Whether you're liberal or conservative, you're going to listen to talk radio. A lot of liberals listen to conservative radio. A lot of conservatives listen to liberal radio. They want to educate themselves. The ones who really don't like watching the news, they don't dig it, they aren't really into talk, those are the ones they aren't listening anyway. I'm going to tell you right now, I bet 99% of my listeners right now have already made their mind either to vote for Obama or vote for Romney. I honestly believe 99% of them, they've already, or they're independents and they really dislike both, and they've made a decision that they really dislike both, and they're not happy with either candidate. But the ones that are, I don't know, I'm going to vote, who my boyfriend's voting for because he's cute. Trust me, those aren't the type that listen to talk radio, if you think about it. So, I know people are kind of panicking. They think, you know, we have a huge job to do over the next few weeks, you know, making sure the election goes the way that we all think it should go. But, like I said, the people that are the ones that may be making this election are the ones who I think are, you know, out there just kind of, you know, catching daffodils. And I have to admit, I was kind of like that too. I mean, when I was in college, I was so busy working, doing school, and then working again. I held at least 2-3 jobs every single semester when I was in college. I didn't watch the news. I mean, I remember there was the O.J. Simpson trial. I remember Yitzhak Rabin was shot. I remember there were some recession issues. I remember the Monica Lewinsky. But I wasn't watching day-to-day politics. I wasn't. So what happened when it came time to the election? President Clinton came to campus. We all thought he was cute. We all thought he was way cooler than President Bush. Many of us didn't like the whole Persian Gulf War, and we went to the polls to vote for Clinton. You know, who's going to be, unfortunately, casting those crucial votes are the people that are just, oh, really, we're all going to vote for Obama. We're all going to take a bus and go vote for Obama. Sounds good. They'll party. Party! Yeah, let's do a party! Yeah, and that's what I think is going to happen. So, you know, if you are a little nervous, I don't blame you for being nervous. You know, but I think the educated people out there have already made a decision either way. You know, either way, I have many liberal patients, very well educated on politics, and know exactly. Well, like I said, there's even doctors for Obamacare, and they have a there's logic behind their thinking. You know, they're tired of the insurance companies X, Y, and Z. I'm not a fan of Obamacare, of course, but you know, many physicians, again, very intelligent people, very well versed, well read, you know, are for it for their own reasons. So you have, like I said, very educated people on both sides. They've already made up their mind. People who are independent that dislike both sides, they've already made up their mind. It's the, you know, la 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 la, you know, and those are the ones, and it is, it's a little concerning. We just have to hope that many of them, if they are going to go to the polls and exercise their valuable right to vote, they do it, you know, make an educated decision. And if they don't know what's going on, then maybe don't vote. If you don't know what's going on, don't. But if you do know what's going on and you have a passion against something, you vote. I don't care what side you vote for, but vote, but make sure you're well-read and well-versed on what you're voting for, okay? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess these needles and sandwiches on airplanes isn't just unique to Delta. It looks like a passenger aboard an Air Canada flight from Victoria to Toronto found a sewing needle in a prepackaged sandwich Monday. It doesn't look like she bit into it and was hurt. They aren't going into too much detail. But, you know, I was wondering. I thought that when these airlines do receive their food and their prepackaged sandwiches, I mean, obviously nobody's in the back of the plane cooking for you. I mean, unless that's what happens on first class, I wouldn't know. I don't get to ride first class. But I don't even think first class passengers have a private chef, although they seem to act like they do. You know, whoever produces these sandwiches would be, from what I understand, the main source. So even though a few had been found on the Delta flights that were coming from, what was it, Australia? I forget. It was international flights. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. And I was wondering, well, what's going on with the other airlines? So I guess a passenger aboard an Air Canada flight found one as well. And, of course, this airplane was flying through Canada because it's Air Canada. Doesn't that always confuse you when you see Alaskan Airlines in the Southwest? Right? Alaskan Airlines comes down to Vegas. We could take Alaskan Airlines to Alaska, stop in first through Seattle. And, you know, you see Alaskan Airlines in the middle of the desert. You kind of wonder, you know. And yeah, I'm sure you'd see an Air Canada around here in the south as well. I don't know. But just, you know, be careful. When I was on a plane flight coming back from Montana, I was really hungry. And, you know, because of the mountain air, we did a lot and, you know, falling out of the raft. It was a very busy trip. And they advertised a turkey and cheese sandwich on a pretzel roll. It looked delicious in the picture. It looked fresh, and I would have ordered it for the whole family because I'm like, oh, well, we're not on Delta, so it's okay. And, of course, they said the flight was too small for us to have sandwich service. Yeah, I know. So no sandwich service, unfortunately, and I didn't get to have the sandwich. But, you know, on second thought, maybe that's good because whoever's making these sandwiches, their QA isn't up to par. So just be careful. It's just what stinks is airport food. You know, usually what we do is we buy food before we jump on the airplane. And sandwiches are $12. Do you guys notice that in the airplane? In the airport? Sandwiches, $12. And if you want to buy a water, $3.75. $3.75 for a water. That's ridiculous. I can't say, and they don't let you bring food on. You can't bring food on when you go through security. So you're forced. Airports are making money. Everyone's like, oh, boy, how are airports handling all the TSA load and all that? They're making bucks with the food. They're making big bucks. $9 Whoppers. A Whopper is $9. They're making money. Trust me. Honestly, if you all don't know what to do with the recession, ask the airport if you could go there and sell sandwiches. Because I got to tell you, if you could undercut by 50 cents, you'll be making it rich. There is no cheap food to buy in the airport. There's hardly anything you could buy on the airplane. Yeah, don't you hate those snacks? Right? These airplanes, they have these, you know, snacks, and they give a variety of them, right? You have the Mediterranean pack. You have the meat pack. You have the cheese pack. So you're thinking, oh, okay, if it's cheese, there's going to be some Gouda. There's going to be some cheddar, maybe some crackers, some grapes. No, there's only two things that you like and eight things that are worthless. Same thing with the meat pack. Meat pack, you have maybe some old salami and beef jerky, and then a bunch of crackers you don't want to eat. So you can't even decide what pack you want to eat. None of the packs sound good. JetBlue is notorious for that. JetBlue, you get all excited that they offer four different snack packs, and there's really nothing you want to eat in the snack pack. And then they give you cookies and chips, but they don't taste like normal chocolate chip cookies. Just give us normal chocolate chip cookies. Just give us chips. We don't need blue chips. I like JetBlue, but no blue chips. Just give us Pringles. Just give us some real food. So you end up starving, and you know this. So you go, you buy $12 sandwiches, $9 Whoppers. To feed my family before a flight, I drop an easy $42 every time I get on a flight. $42. Yeah, and because security takes so long, you really can't feed them before the five-hour flight and before you get to the airport because it's 2 hours of security. So they're hungry after 2 hours. And they get all excited because they see the snack packs, right? The little snack pack brochure in the seat in front of you. So they want food. So I got to drop $42. But anyway, this just makes it worse because now you got to worry about your sandwiches having needles. Don't ask. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, we talked about a couple days ago Mayor Bloomberg's infant formula plan in New York, right, where he wants hospitals to hide the formula and to document very diligently what formula they've given and why, because he wants women to breastfeed. I love how politicians are making decisions for new mothers as opposed to the nurse, the breastfeeding nurse, the obstetrician, and, of course, the mom. I love that. Why is a mayor of New York City, right, dictating what we feed our babies in the first few days of life? Now, granted, I'm a huge fan of breastfeeding, and I urge all moms to breastfeed. And it's very easy to say that, right? But I also understand how difficult it is for your milk to come out. And having two children who were starving in utero, and we had to induce both of them to get them out, waiting for my milk to come in, wasn't going to happen. Let me feed my kid. And thank heavens they had a formula that I could feed my child until the breast milk came in. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, it's been chilly. You need to just let them suckle, and it'll help the breast milk come in sooner, and they get enough nutrients and calories with the colostrum. Mine didn't. My kids were starving. Even the doctors had given them some bottles. My kids did not gain weight when they were in utero. One, we talked about this, my second one, he was 7 pounds at about the 7-month mark. So going well. Then the next month, doctor comes in saying, wow, baby's huge. Baby's 7 pounds. I go, he was 7 pounds a month ago. You tell me he didn't gain any weight the whole month? He's like, we're taking you to the hospital. All right, so, you know, when your kids don't grow, you have an issue, you know, feed them. I don't care how you feed them. Yeah, I tell grandma to whip it out. I don't care. Get the baby fed. And I'm a little frustrated where, you know, we have a mayor of New York City who just loves being in the news every day. Every day he tries to come up with something so he could be in the news. You know, the whole 40-ounce cup drink issue, tubs of popcorn. I guess he hadn't been in the news for a week or two, so he decided this week, let's bring up the infant formula plan. Thank you, Mayor Bloomberg, for taking on the breastfeeding cause. I think that's wonderful, but you don't understand many of the situations, okay? And we also don't want to scare moms. Now, you know, have babies ever starved to death because mom's breast milk hasn't come in? In caveman days, yes. That's why they needed wet nurses. Mom's milk didn't come in. You gave the baby a boob. It didn't matter which boob. Give the baby a boob and feed the baby. Unfortunately, we really don't have wet nurses, you know, and a lot of my friends drink, so I wouldn't have wanted their milk anyway, you know, for my kids. Yeah, and I don't think they would have wanted to breastfeed my kids because they would have had to stop drinking. So, when you see this, it's like, I need politicians to just stay out. Stay out. We're going to be after the break talking about what happened this week with the healthcare law and the Women's Preventative Services expansion. I was interviewed on local News 3, NBC News, about the good, you know, aspects of it. But, of course, with every good, there's a little bad. And I haven't seen the interview yet, so I don't know if, both sides were, you know, talked about in depth. It's very difficult because you only get, you know, a few seconds, to discuss. But even though we are expanding access to preventative health services and free contraception to women, we're noticing some issues on the back end, which we're going to discuss. Like I said, this is why we have to be very careful when politicians start to mess with our health care and start to mess with how we treat patients. Do I think a woman who just gave birth should immediately try to breastfeed? Yes. Am I a huge fan of breastfeeding specialists being there to help women? Yes. But have these bottles available. Don't try to scare nurses and doctors to second guess themselves when they want to feed the baby. All right? You can still breastfeed a baby even though you give the baby a little bottle in the beginning to feed them. All right? It's not going to completely destroy the breast milk production. Okay, yes, the baby needs to train, but giving maybe a bottle or two, if the baby needs it, feed the baby. I've seen too many babies in distress. It's ridiculous to think that they want to, eventually, hopefully do away with bottles in the hospital. And I know they also want to get rid of all the freebies. I got to tell you something. When it wasn't Isomil, was it Enfamil who gave the hospitals a lot of freebies with formula? My patients who didn't have insurance and didn't have money, love those freebies. They loved them. And you don't want somebody who's financially hurting to cut back on formula. And formula is pretty expensive. So if you're getting freebies by these companies for the hospitals and the nurses give these moms tons of these freebies and these are moms who can't, you know, breastfeed, please don't stop progress. But, of course, breastfeeding is always first choice if you can. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Whey is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Whey will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, who is listening live right now. We want to welcome all our Talk Superstation listeners. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. I haven't got to see Donovan in a while because I was up in Montana last week doing some medical CME work. So great to be working with Donovan. I know, we buddies. We like two peas in a pod. And I got to be careful after that one host went pee in the studio. I got to be careful. I've lost my urine, but not on purpose. You know, people always ask me, Dr. Dahlia, why have you never been in the Olympics? I do. I get asked that all the time. You know, you're pretty athletic. I think you do an amazing gymnastics routine. You guys got that. I mean, honestly, I probably should have been an Olympian in my life at one point. But I couldn't hold my urine. Yeah, and it wasn't even just having kids. I mean, think about it. I mean, do you see these women with gymnastics? And congratulations to the U.S. women's team for winning like they did. Winning gold. Fabulous. They did phenomenal. That was it. I love watching women gymnastics, but I can't do it myself because with every jump you'd lose urine. And from what we understand, you're not allowed to have any food or drink or any liquids in the gymnasium arena. And so, you know, I don't think I could do the jumps. You know, I think I would be able to do a double twisty, double pike, like the announcer gets all excited. Here's a double twisty, double pike. You know, so I'm sure I could do double twisties, double pikes. I mean, in my college days, I was able to do a lot of, you know, positions. You'd think I could do it definitely with gymnastics. But I think I'm just a tad bit old, and I don't think my bladder would hold up. But I do agree with you. I probably could have been an Olympian at one point. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY. It's true. 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, so healthcare reform law this week ushers in a new provision such that additional preventative health services like contraception, HPV testing, should now be available for free to an estimated 47 million women. Okay, so now health plans that started after the 1st of August must now allow women access to 8 new preventative health services with no copays or deductibles. These are well women visits, gestational diabetes screening, to check for diabetes in pregnancy, domestic and interpersonal violence screening and counseling, which, by the way, doctors have been doing all along. I mean, we should be doing that anyway. Whenever we do pap smears, we should be doing it. FDA-approved contraception, including contraceptive education and counseling, breastfeeding support, supplies and counseling, HPV DNA testing for women age 30 or older, counseling for sexually active women about sexually transmitted infections. Again, being tested for them, from what I understand, is not free. But us discussing STD prevention gets paid for. And then HIV screening and counseling for sexually active women. Now, this is huge. All right. I know many of us who dislike Obamacare are happy that insurance companies are not going to be able to stick it to the patients like they have been for years. So if pap smears, well, women visits are covered, I think that's wonderful. But where are we going to get hurt by this? Well, we've already been hearing stories. For example, a woman going for a mammogram, the mammogram gets covered, but when she needs a magnification view or an ultrasound, she's paying more than she used to pay prior to when it was mandated. All right, so what we in the medical field are doing now is trying to watch closely on what gets covered after these preventative screens. All right, for example, let's say you are HPV positive, human papillomavirus positive, on your pap smear. All right? And let's say your pap smear is a little abnormal, and we want to do a colposcopy, et cetera. All right? Is insurance going to cover that to any lesser degree than it did a year ago? Now, from what I understand, insurance companies have been covering less and less and less in preparation for these free services that they're giving. And again, if you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, many of us in the medical field, medical community are like, look, I'd rather get more people screened and then we could figure out the bills later when something goes wrong. Yet many of us who have had fairly decent health insurance and good coverage are seeing less and less paid for because insurance companies have to cover the free preventative screens. So I don't know where this is going to go. I mean, if somebody is HPV positive, has a cervical lesion, is the colposcopy now covered close to 100% like it used to be? Or are we going to see that there's much more out of pocket? I mean, I've seen women have to come out $250 for colposcopies, which is the scope you use to look closely at the cervix. So, you know, with every good, there could always be a little bad, and we're picking up on this. There was a story last year of a gentleman who got his free colonoscopy. The insurance company moved forward with the free colonoscopies, gave him his free colonoscopy, but he got a huge bill from the hospital, okay, bigger than from his previous colonoscopy. And he's like, why? My colonoscopy was free. It's supposed to be covered. Why do I have the bill? Oh, well, we don't cover the polyp removal, the polypectomies, and the pathology investigation of it, the evaluation of it. Well, the whole reason why you're going in for your colonoscopy is to be evaluated for colon cancer, and if there's any polyps, remove them. So he was getting a bill for his for what is usually supposed to be done with a colonoscopy, but because the government mandated that the colonoscopy only was covered, that small piece of the pie was the only thing they covered. And then he got a huge bill for everything else. And so what's been happening over the past year or two is people are saying, well, wait a second, can we go back? Can we go back where, you know, the breast biopsy is covered, the breast ultrasound's covered, the pathology evaluation of the polyps are covered? You know, thank you for the, you know, scope going in being free, but what about after the scope coming in? And do you pay for the scope going out? All right, I don't want the scope going in, I gotta walk home with the scope. Okay, please pay for the rest of it. So, you know, even though from on the outset, this looks like a huge plus for women in terms of increasing access, free pap smears if you have insurance, Medicare, it's wonderful. I mean, if they pay for HIV testing and HPV testing, that's wonderful. But the question I have is, well, what about the HPV vaccine? Is your insurance going to start covering less for your vaccination of HPV? Are they going to cover less for your HIV treatments? Are they going to cover less of your treatment for an abnormal pap smear? And what we've seen in our own private practice, and from what I'm hearing from my listeners, is they're paying more out of pocket for their quote-unquote sick issues. So, yay, preventative is covered, thank heavens. But nobody solved the problem of covering what happens when these preventatives go wrong or something comes up positive. Like, for example, cholesterol screening. Annual wellness visits are supposed to be covered. Cholesterol screening, that's great. Yet how come my patients are coming to me saying their cholesterol medicine isn't being covered and I have to change their medicine to the cheapest form? In fact, I'm having patients beg me for samples because the cheaper form I had to change them to isn't cutting it like it used to. And I'm like, wait a second, things were supposed to be better. You were supposed to get cholesterol screening. No, they got their cholesterol screening. The insurance paid for the cholesterol test, but it's not covering the medicine the way it used to. So are we going to be better off? I don't know. That's the problem. The more you ask for, the less you get. These insurance companies are going to do what the law mandates. They will cover exactly what the law mandates, but don't expect much else. And I would have loved the law to include dental. I would have loved the law to include the breast biopsy, the prostate cancer treatment. It doesn't. The law doesn't say you get free prostate cancer treatment, so how does the government respond to that? Don't test. And an article came out this week saying they expect 17,000 men to die a year of prostate cancer because of the new recommendations. Well, again, Obamacare did not demand prostate cancer screening or prostate cancer treatment. All right? And insurance companies on their own aren't going to say, you want to know what, we're going to be so nice. We're going to cover that at 100%. It's not going to happen. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings starting today. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are welcoming our Talk Superstation Live listeners. Any medical questions you have, anything you want to talk about, even if it's non-medical, call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And any of you that have a Facebook account, find our Facebook page. Link onto it by liking the page so we can at least, communicate with you, joke around, show you some of the real cool insights that we have, right, to the economy, which I really think I should probably start talking about the economy a little bit more. Well, Jose Canseco, baseball player, has he lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, has filed for bankruptcy. He's only, 48 years old. The filing was reported today. He has about $21,000 in assets, but almost $1.7 million in liabilities, and he owes more than $500,000 to the IRS. Canseco hit 462 home runs during 16 years, 8 major league teams, made money, 6-time All-Star, 2-time World Series winner, did have a history of performance-enhancing drugs, and now is filing for bankruptcy. I believe San Bernardino officially filed for bankruptcy today. I remember they were voting on it a couple weeks ago. Apparently, from what we understand, they have officially filed for bankruptcy protection in federal court. They have over $1 billion in liabilities. I still don't know why people are saying the recession is over. I don't see it. London's getting hit hard with the Olympics. London expected to make a lot of money. Everybody thinks when you host the Olympics, you're going to make bucks. You're going to have all sorts of people coming to visit. All right, millions and millions of visitors. From what I understand, Britain gambled about $15 billion on hosting the Olympics. And what we understand, restaurants are empty. Museums are empty. The stands have been empty. Now, gymnastics, it looks like they were full. But from what I understand, London had a very difficult time filling their stands, selling tickets. Even the VIPs who I think got free tickets weren't taking their seats. I'm not sure what's going on. And from what we understand, many merchants in London are pretty nervous. They hired extra staff because they expected that hosting the London Olympics, they would be slammed in terms of food and, you know, shows, et cetera. Melanie Italian Restaurant, around the corner from Palace Theater. A 54-year-old manager says, "We employed more staff because we were told millions of people were coming to London. Now we realize it's not going to be busy at all, and they're going to have to give them notice." I was wondering about that. You know, I was watching some of the games, and you don't see enough people in the seats. Is it because nobody has money to spend? You know, even if the recession is over, okay, I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to, you know, pretend Washington is correct. Right? They're so, you know, savvy when it comes to the economy as it is, right? Bernanke, you know, who would doubt him? Let's say the recession is over. I'm not going to spend money. And I learned my lesson. We all went through any safety nest that we had. Safety net, safety nest, both. I have no more nest, no more net. Right? We've all went through that. Okay? You know, for those of us who thought we had a little retirement, little bundle of money under our pillow, don't have it anymore. So one of my friends was actually going to London to see the Olympics. And I was like, oh, I'd love to go. He's like, well, why don't you? Go get a ticket. I don't have money to get a ticket to go to London to see the Olympics. I said, I couldn't even go to Salt Lake when it was here. People are going to be too afraid to spend money. I mean, the smart ones, you know. Now, some of us, we're going to be so happy that we're going to be like, all right, I want to take that trip to Hawaii, or I want to take the trip to Vegas. And by the way, anybody thinking about coming to Vegas, that's great for us. Please take a trip to Vegas. Please have fun. Right? You'll get to listen to the Dr. Dolly Show even more. Right? Because we play in Vegas. All right? So, yeah, please come to Vegas if you can. But, no, I mean, who's going to want to start loosening up their purse strings? I think many of us, since we went through our whole retirement account or whatever we had for the near future, we want to build that up again. Big time. I mean, most of us are so in the hole. If they said, Dahlia, the recession is over, you are going to be now making money like you've never believed. I can't even rejoice because we are so in the hole. Everybody's so in the hole. Our houses are upside down. Anything we own is worthless. I'm not surprised. I was actually, you know, looking at this whole Olympic situation in London, you know, because you saw the fireworks and you saw all the flashing lights. And I'm like, wait a second, are those people taking pictures or are those just flashing lights? And I was looking to see, well, wait a second, you know, maybe Europe is doing better than we think, recession-wise. And no, it's not. It's being revealed that they are not doing that well. Some more Olympic drama. I guess you guys heard about the badminton players. I want to see the footage of this. Four badminton teams were kicked out of women's doubles. Now, I know we really don't watch badminton. I played badminton a little bit in high school. It was a heck of a lot easier than racquetball, and you got hurt less. I got to tell you, that birdie doesn't smack you like the racquetball does, but I like the racquetball. It makes noise. You get to put a lot of power. Badminton, I just couldn't do that. Birdie would fly all over the gym. Couldn't do it. But I guess players from China, South Korea, Indonesia, I think two teams from South Korea, one from China, one from Indonesia, if I remember correctly, were kicked out because they were purposely losing. Now, I'm a little confused when it comes to badminton and volleyball and all that. I thought if you lose, then you're out. But from what we understand, you get thrown in another pool of players. And I guess a team had lost to, was it Denmark or was it the Dutch? And they were so afraid of having to play that team that what they were doing was, purposely missing serves, slamming the badminton into the net. I mean, you guys have played badminton. It is so light. How do you not get it over the net? That spectators were actually booing them. It was supposedly so clear that these guys were cheating. It was so clear. Not cheating, but not playing to their best abilities. And from what we understand, this has been happening for a while. And people were so happy that the disqualified players finally got caught. Because this has been going on for a while. And, you know, you're like, come on, people. But I guess the Chinese players, they say, tried to rig the draw after its second-seeded pair unexpectedly lost to a Danish team. That placed a number two pair on course for a semifinal meeting with Wang and Yu. I guess instead of in the final, again, I don't watch badminton, so I'm a little confused. And I guess Wang and Yu. And who's Wang and Yu? I don't know, then South Korean team Ha and Kim. I know, I wish I knew who the players were, I don't. But anyway, to make a long story short, we saw some un-Olympic type behavior. And it stinks because if their coach told them to do it, you know, what do? It's kind of like, you know, back in Nazi Germany, if you're ordered to do it, do you do it? Well, no. They should have played to the best of their abilities. But if their coach said, uh-uh, and so they get disqualified. I know. And this is why I'm not an Olympian. This is exactly why I'm not an Olympian. You know, I want to go out there and do the sport to the best of my ability, right? I wouldn't be in badminton. I wouldn't do badminton. No, I wouldn't do wrestling. Water polo. Oh, yeah, water polo. They start tearing off each other's bathing suits. And water polo today, I guess one of them, they're playing Spain, U.S. and Spain, started pulling off the girl's bathing suit. And my husband used to play water polo. He said, yeah, that's what you do. You start pulling each other's bathing suits down, so you distract them. Like, really? Well, that's not very nice. So I don't think I would ever play water polo because I would not want on national TV anybody seeing my boobies. No, that's not good. I mean, I'm sure there's many pictures already flown to me on the internet, but I got to tell you, they're all fake. And honestly, if you've noticed, I haven't really fought it too much because I think a fake picture of me naked would probably put me in a better light than I really look. So if somebody sees a picture of me naked and it's a doctored up photo that looks good, maybe let sleeping dogs lie. No, please don't be posting nude pictures of me on the internet. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up, so please don't go away. If this is your stop, don't forget to download our free app. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. But most of all, be safe. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.